Yeah. So I would like to explain safer social infrastructure through trusted ISAC. My name is Atsushi Nakata from NEC Japan. Okay, so first of all, I would like to explain what kind of product or service or solutions we can provide society. So NEC has a digital infrastructure into society through two complementary approaches. First one is end-to-end vertical integration, spanning to IT service and communications with our core technology of AI, network, and security. And the second one is horizontal integration, and that expand the value together with the partners. So within our technologies, IT service, there are many segments which is applicable to ISAC, mainly public sector, transportation, logistics, and healthcare, and so on. And for the communications, core network, RAN network, and non-terrestrial networks, which is a satellite network, they are very useful for ISAC mechanism. So then this next one is a picture image. Yeah. Our product, our solution provides a defense to digital infrastructure, which consists of the aerospace and the communications. So aerospace means satellite communication, and there are air traffic control systems and so on. So our AI Brewster brand model provides these technologies expand. Again, so this is our product domains. So again, defense, digital infrastructure, and aerospace communications. So many of products are ISAC applicable. So IT service and satellites, air traffic control system, and telecommunication systems. So main clients are almost Japanese government or Japanese public sectors. But in for some areas, overseas space companies or overseas telecommunications are also included. So then our product, our solutions are very familiar to ISAC use cases. So, but let me explain. So this slide may be overlapped for many presented slides. So first one is drone detection and tracking. And the second one is environmental disaster monitoring. And the third one is a smart factory and so on. So they are well-known ISAC use cases. So drone detection would be the initial key driver to detect something. Yeah, that is a good main use cases for ISAC. Regarding the second one, I'd like to explain this in the second page for the environmental or disaster monitoring. So regarding the smart factory, so the positioning is one of the important criteria for sensing in the smart factory or industrial areas. So ISAC mechanism can provide the ISAC technologies within the smart factory areas. Okay. So this is our multimodal Earth observation technology using AI. So in the left-hand side, there's a satellite image. So we monitor the normal satellite image usually. And as you know, in Japan, there are a lot of disasters such as earthquake or heavy rain and so on. We provide the public safety to monitor the difference before and after disasters. Then the AI is used to monitor and to detect what kind of damage is exist in the town or city or mountain or road and so on. And that result is used for the evacuation of road or site for the people. And the result will be used for the avoidance of the secondary accident for the workers. Then this solution can contribute the rapid recovery from the disaster. And next one is optical fiber sensing. It's not the ISAC, but it's one of the unique our solutions. So maybe in Japan, there are a lot of optical fibers deployed in the town or road or railways and so on. So the optical fiber itself can be the sensor. So for example, highway, many highway has optical fibers in the way. And if some accident, a traffic accident occurs, sounds or vibrations are detected from the optical fibers, then the 1 meter accuracy provides what kind of accident and is occurred with truck or a car or some motorbike and so on. Then the traffic jam would be followed, and how long traffic jam is continued can be detected from the fiber. And sometimes the vehicle runs the opposite direction, it can be detected from the sensor. So this is it's a commercial service for optical fiber sensing, but it can be used and it can be enhanced with the ISAC mechanism for the widely deployed cellular systems. So in collaboration with NTT and NTT Docomo, we created a 5G based ISAC mechanism. So ISAC wave, 5G waveform is used without any additional capability sensor. So CSI based mechanism is used, and then this achieves a 1 meter accuracy of the target monitoring. So it can be used for the factory use cases. So NEC joined 6G distributed ISAC project with the industry and several key leaders. So we provide the semantic data fusion. And our approach is resource allocation for ISAC and new distributed and comprehensive sensing. And the next one is RIS, reconfigure intelligent surface. So this is just for usage of the coverage expansion, which is not a line of sight, but this could be one of the passive sensing capability. It means this RIS product would be the sensor within the cellular network. So ISAC mechanism can be enhanced with this RIS product. Of course, the base station has a sensor, and this RIS mechanism is also a sensor. So distributed ISAC mechanism is anyway required. So this page is not ISAC, but NEC's contribution in ORAN Alliance. So we started from the multi-vendor interoperability specification since 2018. It's the initial stage of the ORAN. And we had contributed for market expansion of ORAN Alliance as an ecosystem. For starting from the co-chairing IEFG and SCFG as well. And now we are focusing on the social infrastructure enabler, such as NTN or ISAC as well. And for future, 6G, AI native, cloud native, and mission critical service will be provided. So NEC has a strong connection with the ORAN Alliance, and the ISAC contribution will be suitable for that. This area. So that is a technical consideration for ISAC. So left-hand side, there's a frequency band. As you know, the TDD FR1 band is a typical use case for ISAC mechanism. That's because we have the well-deployed massive MIMO TDD system. But for millimeter-wave radio is also useful for local area or indoor area, private networks. But it is a limited coverage. But the detection accuracy would be better for millimeter-wave mechanism because of the large amount of massive MIMO radio unit is used, capable. And then right-hand side, we have the challenging point. So for the ISAC mechanism, we can imagine simultaneous receive and transmit are required. So that means that communication is always used. So the receiver itself may be enhanced if some new mechanism is if both transmission and reception is required. And the previous presentation is said, front haul is one of the important point. So sensing data collected in RU or around the RU cell, the data need to be collected. So front haul may be wider bandwidth. Front optical fiber need to be larger. And the interface specification perspective. Of course, open front haul is now starting. And the protocol interface between core network and RAN is also the target for the specification. It's not ORAN, but it's a 3GPP sounds. So it's a final page. So we will provide a safer social infrastructure through trusted ISAC. So in the AI native society, NEC has a responsibility to provide a trusted ISAC mechanism to expand our product social infrastructures. So for the trusted ISAC, built on four items. One is a comprehensive social infrastructure portfolios. Second one is AI usage, rich AI usage for sensing technologies such as multimodal detection and optical fibers. They can be used for together for ISAC. And third one is extensive individual research activities. 5G and 6G are also, there are a lot of research activities so far. And ORAN standardization contribution is also one of the important point for ISAC expansion in ORAN ecosystem. That's all. Thank you very much.
I was interested by your smart surface type thing and how you saw that working in the kind of ISAC environment or enhancing the So you had your smart antenna with your sort of passive low powered changes to things. This one, yes.
Yeah.
I wondered if you could provide any more background or thoughts on the utilization of that.
Yeah, this is just for expansion of the coverage. So the list itself is such capability. So coverage expansion is used. Yeah, but this mechanism is sensing capability as well. So yeah, this sensor data, sensing data collected in that release and the sensing data collected in the base station side, ORU side, they can be combined for the accuracy of the ISAC expansion. That is my intention for this species.